American deal. Get two egg and cheese wake up wrap sandwiches for $2. Made with tasty egg and melted cheese. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes, limited time offer.
5 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading through town and onto the freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Hang on, everyone. Yep, we normally have the volume for the morning rush hour, but now we have an accident reported on the westbound stretch of the freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel, right as you come out of the exit. And if you're merging from southbound out of the tunnel onto the freeway, you're going to see that accident activity as well. So northbound, I'm looking at those delays. Near the Naval Research Lab, and that takes you off and on up to the 11th Street Bridge to the crash. Southbound, we're still focused on the heaviest stretch between coming out of Chevrolet and Riverdale to get you past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. So that hasn't quite linked up to the freeway delays just yet, so hope it doesn't. Let's go, Virginia. 95 jammed out of Dale City toward Woodbridge. Crash. I have a little bit of progress being made here. It's down to one right lane blocked at the scene of the crash, but still a lot to check out. So that is our heaviest stretch on 95 between Stafford and the Beltway. So if you're making it through Dale City to Woodbridge, that's the hang-up point. The rest, good. Once up onto the Beltway, from Springfield to Annandale, slows. Toll Road to the Legion Bridge, you're under speed. No problems to report on the George Washington Parkway or the Baltimore Washington Parkway right now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds thickened this morning on the southwest breeze, so we're already milder. This afternoon, 54. Some rain showers may actually mix with their change to a little bit of snow. 29 degrees. Little accumulation. Might be some light accumulations west and north. Tomorrow, windy and cold. Cold temperatures hold in the low to mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Woodbridge, 37 in Germantown, 40 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. The investigation begins into the cause of yesterday's fatal Virginia train crash. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. It is 8:07 on this Thursday morning. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonese. And joining us right now is Ashley Carter. Ashley is the at-large representative for the D.C. State Board of Education. They're responsible for the D.C. public schools. Ashley, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about what's going on in the D.C. school district. There's a lot of allegations of grade fixing, of kids graduating who miss the majority of classes, just policy not being followed, kids getting beaten. We now know a special needs student alleged that he was beaten and he has since passed away. A lot of problems. Let's start, though. How did this all start? How did all of these problems first come to light?
Well, yes, as you can see, there is a lot of issues going on in D.C. schools these days. The most recent issue that we have had is the D.C. graduation report. We've saw with a recent graduation report that one-third of our graduates from last year didn't meet our city graduation requirements. Unfortunately, we saw that teachers felt pressure to pass students by administrators. And while the new chancellor says it's a problem with teachers understanding the process, and he proposes more training and clarifying and transcript reviews, I really think it stems beyond that. We've got children graduating who can't read or write, and just because it's good for our numbers, that really speaks volumes. It shows that our diploma is not a credible document, and we need to make some changes.
Didn't this start, though, with ABC7 reporting on attendance problems and the allegations of grade inflation at Ballou High School? Isn't that where this all started, though?
Yes, yes. And while we see that there was one report with Ballou High School, it's not just a problem at Ballou. It's a system-wide problem, and that's what we've come to see.
Right. I guess my question is, why did it take a news outlet to do the investigation in order to find the problem? Someone had to know that these things were going on way before this.
And yes, I think you're right. There were problems. There were teachers who were trying to tell those at the top, tell administrators, talk to the chancellor. And those issues, the warnings and the cries from the teachers, weren't taken seriously. Unfortunately, the Board of Ed, we work on policy issues and not issues involving individual schools. So we did take it seriously, and we took the matter to the appropriate authorities, but once it was, we couldn't do anything beyond that. We did take it to the proper authorities.
Are you under the...
And I'm glad to see that it is being taken seriously.
Are you, so you are under the impression that this is being taken seriously? It kind of feels like D.C. just wants to get past this headache because, you know, this is they've indulged this for a while. This has been going on for a while. Students have been able to get away with skipping class and then all of a sudden passing anyway. Do you think there's a credible attempt at actually fixing the D.C. public school system, or is this just going to be trying, let's get past this PR crisis and not deal with it?
Well, that I think you have a good thought there. I do think that with the new audit that the D.C. board actually asked for, we asked for an independent audit to not just trust what the superintendent's report is saying, but also to verify this and really make it an issue, because we do need change. We need to make sure that students are excited to come to school. We need to make sure that they're engaged, and we need to make sure that we're not just documenting absences and it's not just a procedural issue that needs to change. We need to make sure that at the end of the day, our graduation diploma is a document that's credible to outside sources. And our students who are graduating
right.
are college and career ready at the end of the day.
And parents have to trust that when students are said to be attending school, that they actually are and not doing something else. Ashley, you're one of the rare Republican members of the D.C. State Board of Education. What are your Democratic colleagues saying about all this, and are they taking this seriously?
Yes, actually, we as a board are taking this incredibly seriously. At our last board meeting last month, it was an 8-1 vote asking for an independent audit by our DC auditor, making sure that our students are actually getting the diploma that they deserve, not just being passed and shoved off out of the school system. We really want to make sure that our schools are actually graduating students who, and that diploma is worth something.
Mary mentioned it a few minutes ago. A Ballou High School student died on Monday, and that's 3 weeks after he reported that his fellow students had assaulted him. He's been identified as special needs. He's remaining unidentified otherwise because he's a minor. He died this week before 6 p.m. at Children's National Medical Center, attacked over the use of his cell phone. He was struck multiple times on his body and his face and was sprayed with perfume, according to a police report. What is going on at Ballou High School?
You know, this is a tragedy, and my heart goes out to that family. From what I have heard, this is an issue that this student had been attacked and had been bullied multiple times throughout the year. This is not the first time that this has happened. And while we're not sure whether his death stemmed directly from being hit or not, there is an investigation going on. I want to say that no student should go to school and be attacked or even feel threatened, especially in an area where there's so much violence already outside of the school. Two students near Ballou had already been shot and have had deaths earlier this year. So this is a problem that's going on and that needs to be fixed.
But how does it happen in a classroom? And that's, I think that's one of the, you know, I realize that it could be a tough area, the kids getting hurt, but how does it happen in a classroom with authority figures supposed to be stationed nearby? What do you know about that, if anything?
You know, we're not sure exactly what happened inside the classroom, and we do know that the police were called after the incident happened. I do know that recently Ballou put in restorative justice practices into their school, which says that it lessens the out-of-school suspensions in the school. While they were trying to make sure that students are in school because they do more harm outside of school when they're not learning, we need to see whether this practice will continue to be enforced or whether changes will happen.
Yeah, it seems as if there needs to be a change in the culture of what's going on in the schools, period. And I think that involves parents. It involves changing maybe some of the rules about what you're allowed to do as far as removing children from the classrooms in order to allow the kids who want to learn to give them the ability to do so. And maybe there are just some kids who just don't want to learn, and I don't know what we do with them. Will, thank you, Ashley, for joining us. This will be an ongoing story, obviously, with what's going on with the D.C. schools. This is going to take a long time to address. So hopefully we can get you back and you can keep us updated on what you're finding and how you're addressing those issues.
Thank you very much. I hope to be back and share more stories and share more information as it comes along.
And we do too. Thank you, Ashley Carter, at-large representative for the D.C. State Board of Education. It is now 8:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, appreciate that. Just horrible. Okay, let's get you some better news in through Northeast, and that's that the water main break repairs are still ongoing on South Dakota Avenue, but it's not such a large stretch. They've confined the closure on South Dakota Avenue now. So between Randolph Road and Shepherd Street, that's north of Rhode Island Avenue. If you typically use that stretch, you'll be detoured there. But again, not as large of a detour. Now repairs are being done to the roadway. Southeast Southwest Freeway, the crash near the 3rd Street Tunnel slows you coming off of 295 North. And oh boy, almost back to the Beltway. So from Blue Plains, I'm looking at those delays. Again, up onto the 11th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Seeing some of the commuters bailing out, taking inbound over the Douglas Bridge onto South Capitol Street past Nats Park to avoid some of those backups. George Washington Parkway, Baltimore Washington Parkway. I don't have any incidents reported, even though the southbound side of the B-Dub very slow to get past 197. Top side of the Beltway from College Park and around to George Avenue slow. Had a report of a stall near George Avenue that was to be pushed out of the travel lanes, but a little distraction. Connecticut Avenue south approaching and passing the Beltway down toward Jones Bridge and East-West Highway. Your stop and go on the brakes there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a cloudy start. We'll have a few showers developing during the afternoon. Chance of rain 30%, high of 54 today. Tonight, periods of rain. Some snow may mix in. There's a chance of rain 80%, low about 29. Rainfall around a quarter of an inch. Tomorrow, windy with winds gusting 20 to 30 miles an hour. A few clouds from time to time. Temperatures in the low to mid 30s. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 40 degrees at 8:17. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by iTrustFrank.com.
Vince Colonnais here. If you believe there are no guarantees in life, well, you haven't met Frank Prindle. If it's time to buy or sell your home, take my advice and contact Frank today. For a guarantee you can trust, iTrustFrank.com. That's iTrustFrank.com. All right, we were waiting for it. Everyone thought it was going to happen the night of the State of the Union, but it didn't. And of course, I'm talking about Maxine Waters offering her State of the Union response that was saved for last night, a full 24 hours after the State of the Union. She did it on BET. She wanted to give a response to the President's State of the Union. Now, normally, when we hear from Maxine Waters and her responses to the President of the United States, it sounds something like this. So I was kind of expecting a marathon that just sounded like that because, you know, that's an effective use of time.
You know, you could put that on an endless loop and crack Guantanamo prisoners.
Yeah.
Just play that endlessly.
Just have the guards make it their cell phone rings. Yeah. Impeach, what if I? Meanwhile, this is what it actually sounded like as she took to the microphone.
Donald Trump defined himself in his response to the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville when he defended white supremacists and the KKK, even after a young woman protesting against racism was killed by a white supremacist. After Trump defended white supremacists, targeted Muslims with his travel ban, described Mexicans as rapists, and mocked people with disabilities. It's impossible to believe him when he tries to declare that he wants to bring the country together.
And I won't even meet his invitation for unity. Just so she's accusing him of racism across the board. She just says he's a big old racist and not to be trusted, and therefore we should not deal with him in any way.
I'm not a fan of this, Maxine.
You don't like this?
I don't like this, Maxine.
A little too restrained for
it
you.
It is. She's kind of boring. I can turn on any station and listen to Democrats lie to me. I mean, what makes her special with this?
She should at least be doing this in sing-song or like
something.
Or yelling keep at my, Trump about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, keep my attention.
Okay, well, here, let's try this then.
All right.
But she's got more.
One speech cannot and does not make Donald Trump presidential.
Oh, she's admitting it sounded presidential, by the way.
And he never will be presidential. He claims that he's bringing people together, but make no mistake, he is a dangerous, unprincipled, divisive, and shameful racist.
Oh, there it is again.
Trump often works to convince dissatisfied elements in our society that all of their problems are caused by people of color.
You know, she doesn't live in her own district.
He stokes racial animosity by referring to black NFL players as sons of and demonizing immigrants.
She has a $4.3 million house, you know.
This president, with his vulgarity and his disrespect for women and people of color, is a terrible role model for our children. Whenever he appears on TV, there should be a disclaimer that says, this may not be acceptable for children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he needs to carry his own warning sign around. You know, that national alert goes off. You know, they test it every week, that emergency alert system, the EAS system goes off. They should play that just before the president speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Just so people know what's coming.
No, it's dangerous. That's right.
It's dangerous.
It's very dangerous. Maxine Waters, but I said that, like, she lives in a $4.3 million mansion, 6,000 square feet, not in her own district. She doesn't even live with her own constituents.
With walls and a gate, by the way. She has a wall.
Like, I don't know. I mean, live among the people that you represent, supposedly. More from Maxine Waters, because I know you love this. I want you to hear what she had to say.
He's leading us in the wrong direction in the world. He withdrew the United States from the Paris Agreement on climate change. Despite the participation of nearly every country in the world.
Everyone else is doing it.
He routinely insults our democratic allies while showing admiration for dictator Vladimir Putin.
That's Russia.
Despite the fact that Russia interfered with our election and undermined our democracy.
She's a dream, isn't she?
Oh, you know, you play bingo whenever the president speaks. You have the drinking bingo, you know, State of the Union drinking game. You could have State of the Union Democrat rebuttal game.
Well, the thing about Maxine Waters bingo is that in the center of the card, you know, the center one that's like for any
free, it's a free space.
It's a free space. It actually says calls to impeach Trump.
Attorney Mike Cohn.
He attempts to take credit for economic growth, but refuses to acknowledge that he inherited our nation's starting economy from our nation's first black president.
Cut 25 is impeached Trump.
I have called for his impeachment.
There it is.
Some believe it's too early. I disagree. The time is now. We must organize, challenge, and resist.
Resist we much. 822 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You know, we hear a lot about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. If you're looking for a real connection, it's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people teaming with real matchmakers to plan real dates between people with real chemistry. With Valentine's Day fresh in everyone's mind, this time of year can be a real bummer. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. Don't be controlled by some faceless algorithm app. You deserve a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and what you're looking for. Give it a try. Call or text my friends at IJL right now at 202-466-6699. That's a real matchmaker and a real number. Remember, It's Just Lunch is easy, totally professional, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch, the right person, the right place, quick and easy, face-to-face. 202-466-6699.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep, and the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111 or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Who'd think a popular coffee machine could burn down your home?
I said, my dog's in there.
Seven on Your Side exposes a
very, very scary
potential fire hazard on millions of kitchen counters. Danger brewing tonight on ABC 7 News at 11. Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
Morning. More breaking news for you in D.C. Two boats.
News from overnight. Alerts to plan ahead. Plus your traffic and weather to go.
Temperatures right now starting off in the 20s.
Get up and go with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Tomorrow.
It's 8:25. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s and Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Baltimore, Washington Parkway commuters. Once you get through the volume at Jessup, it's now to the crash in Laurel southbound. Looking at the backups right after 198. So get ready because you'll hit the brakes pretty hard here. You're at stop and go to get you past 197 due to the crash. Again, that's the southbound side of the Baltimore, Washington Parkway. Northbound, I'm not seeing any delays between Greenbelt and heading up toward the airport. So that's stretched fine. Also, new accident popped up in Maryland. This is going to be on Shady Grove Road, south of the ICC at Crabs Branch Way, under police direction. No problems to report on the George Washington Parkway, but I'm still tracking those delays near the overlooks, not only to get down to the Key Bridge, but now extending down onto the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge into town for that AM commute. All right, Virginia on 95 through Dale City and Woodbridge. Yes, the pace is improving, but still below speed. Long-standing crash at 123 in Woodbridge over to the shoulder, but still a bit to check out. Update sponsored by Heal.com. Sick now, heal now. Heal.com on-demand doctor house calls to your door in 2 hours every day, covered by insurance or $99, H-E-A-L.com, Heal.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air poised to come in after a milder day today. Today we'll get up into the mid-50s, already milder on a southwest breeze this morning. By the afternoon, some showers coming in. Now those showers may actually mix with or end as a period of snow tonight, but little accumulation expected at a colder 29. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 40 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
President fired up the Twitter machine this morning. Yeah, a little bit of a late start. It was about 2 hours ago. Tweeted the following. Headed to beautiful West Virginia to be with great members of the Republican Party. We'll be planning infrastructure and discussing immigration and DACA. Not easy when we have no support from the Democrats. Not one Dem voted for our tax cut bill. Need more Republicans in 2018. He also says March 5th is rapidly approaching and the Democrats are doing nothing about DACA. They resist, blame, complain, and obstruct, and do nothing. Start pushing Nancy Pelosi and the Dems to work out a DACA fix now. Lastly, he tweets, thank you for all of the nice compliments and reviews on the State of the Union speech. 45.6 million people watched, the highest number in history. Quick fact check, that's not true. Fox News beat every other network for the first time ever with 11.7 million people tuning in, delivered from the heart. I say it's not true because in 1993, I believe, was the highest TV audience. Although, streaming numbers, much harder to account for. I bet you had a really high number here. 828 on WMAL.
Leonard Skinner, Last of the Street Survivors, Farewell Tour. Saturday, July 7th, Jiffy Lube Live, with special guest, 38 Special. Leonard Skinner. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, Ticketmaster, or the venue box office. Part of the Mattress Warehouse Concert Series. Leonard Skinner playing Jiffy Lube Live one last time.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
Been a while since you met with your financial planner? Want to know if you're on the right path for yourself and your family? We know you're busy. 2 hours a year is all we ask. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Make an appointment today to come see us, and we'll show you where you stand and get you on the path to where you want to be.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, the
Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
Let's see, the DOJ, the FBI, and the Democrats all objecting vociferously to the release of the memo that may be released today. Wonder why. 8:30, WMAL News is now.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The controversy over the FISA memo, which could be made public as early as today, just got even more heated. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, is accusing Chairman Devin Nunes of secretly altering the memo before sending it to the White House.
He goes on in this press release he put out to say this is still a memo that's inaccurate. It's still misleading. He doesn't lay out exactly what is different between the version of the memo that he saw and the one that Nunes transmitted to the White House. But I think it gives you kind of a window into the partisan rancor in this committee right now.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. NTSB investigators will be on scene today near Charlottesville looking for clues as to exactly what happened yesterday when an Amtrak train carrying Republican members of Congress to a retreat hit a trash truck. Lawmakers with medical experience put their skills to work. Kansas Congressman Roger Marshall was among the first to work on the person who eventually died.
I got on the scene. I also checked for pulses, couldn't find any, so we initiated CPR and tried for several minutes. And, you know, eventually EMS showed up. We tried shocking the patient a couple times, still unsuccessful. Kept with CPR and just never really got the gentleman back.
No serious injuries were reported aboard the train. Two people were found shot to death in a home in Loudoun County. For now, authorities are calling it a double homicide. The victims identified as 65-year-old Mala Manwani and her 32-year-old son, Rishi Manwani. A ban on bump stocks is one measure that's in a package of gun safety measures being unveiled today in Annapolis by Maryland Democrats. The Las Vegas shooter last year used a bump stock to fire hundreds of rounds into a crowd of concertgoers. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 26,149, the Nasdaq at 74,11. Sports sponsored by the Physicians Committee at PCRM.org. The Caps beat the Flyers. College basketball losses for Maryland, GW, and George Mason. Navy beats AU. Victories for Virginia and Virginia Tech. NBA, the Wizards host the Raptors tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you suffer from rheumatoid arthritis or are you interested in weight loss? The Physicians Committee is accepting volunteers for research studies testing the benefit of diet changes for rheumatoid arthritis and metabolism. Dial pound 250 on your cell phone and say the keywords, get healthy.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Errett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. One of the things I value most in life is time. Time to spend with my daughter, time to spend with family, and the time I put into my company that's reinventing the way women color their hair. The busiest, most successful women I know use Madison Reed, the amazing hair color hack. In under an hour and for less than $25, Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, shiny, multi-dimensional, healthy-looking hair with an ammonia-free formula. You'll look like you just came from a salon, but the reality is you have more me time to do what you love. Things get busy. Let us take care of you and your hair. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code QUALITY. That's code QUALITY. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and this week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text FLIP to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text FLIP to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Text FLIP to 82,000. That's FLIP to 82,000.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
GW Hospital had the technology that saved my heart and saved my life.
I couldn't ask for better care. I couldn't ask for a better experience.
I know that without GW Hospital, I wouldn't be alive.
Our patients can't imagine life without the care they received here. For life's defining moments, the George Washington University Hospital. Learn more at gwhospital.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, New York Avenue. As you come off of 50 in the B-Dub, looking at signal light delays here up to Bladensburg Road. Beyond, also quite heavy over to Florida Avenue. The problem, too, on Florida Avenue is a crash. Florida Avenue right near that Wendy's Circle. Florida Avenue and First Street north of New York Avenue. Accident activity. So everybody's bunched up. So if you're on First Street, if you're on Florida Avenue, Eckington Place, and New York Avenue, expect to have extra volume through that stretch. Additional fire and rescue units are responding. Now, let's get you beyond that and into the 3rd Street Tunnel. You're doing okay now. No problems getting onto the freeway. Earlier, freeway had crash had been westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel gone. So the tunnel's cleared out. It's still slow on 295 as you push north to get onto the 11th Street Bridge. Off and on, looks like from near Blue Plains, you get a little break, and then you hit the slowdowns again. So that's the overall scoop there. Virginia, 95. Okay, we're trying to clear out Dale City to Woodbridge. Long-standing crash in Woodbridge at 123. Finally, all was cleared over to the shoulder. And the Beltway, Springfield to Annandale, Toll Road to the Legion Bridge. Have a bit of the stop and go. Baltimore, Washington Parkway. We are hung up badly here with the crash in Laurel. Southbound after the exit for 197. Northbound lanes open without any delay. Again, on the Baltimore, Washington Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
54 rain showers this afternoon. The rain may actually end as a brief period of snow or mix with snow early tonight. 29 degrees the overnight low. Maybe a light accumulation, especially west and north. Tomorrow, windy and cold. Temperatures hold. Low to mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Haymarket, 38 in Gaithersburg, 40 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
The memo. Or not. Or do it. Or not. Or do it. Or not. Congress, in the midst of a battle in the waning hours of the release the memo saga, because it looks like today the White House set to actually release that thing, the House voting earlier this week to send it along to President Trump. We should potentially get it today, thanks to a late-night report from Reuters yesterday suggesting that the White House is en route to sending this thing out to the public, the contents of which are a detailing of government abuses of surveillance using supposedly the FISA system, using that Trump dossier to justify getting a warrant to surveil Trump campaign associates. And basically the suggestion here that wasn't enough, that what would the information that was presented to the court was in no way enough. The credibility of the Trump dossier was in no way established and a useful way of violating somebody's civil liberties, not least of all, somebody who's a part of one of the top political campaigns in the country at a time when the opposing party controlled the government's surveillance systems. The FBI has beef on all of this, despite the fact that the FBI has gotten a chance to take a look at this four-page memo. They are now issuing a statement on Wednesday. Remember, the Trump administration's FBI, led by Christopher Wray, the newly installed FBI director, now has beef with this. They say that they have grave concerns about the memo. The following statement was released yesterday. With regard to the House Intelligence Committee's memorandum, the FBI was provided a limited opportunity to review this memo the day before the committee voted to release it, the FBI said. As expressed during our initial review, we have grave concerns about material omissions of fact that fundamentally impact the memo's accuracy. They have concerns about omissions of fact here in the memo. They say things are not included. They're also concerned that they can't adequately defend themselves in public when they're accused of these things because they're not able to discuss classified information. So that's one of the issues here. So the FBI is saying, look, we're not ready for you to release this because it doesn't give the public a full picture of the allegations against us.
Right. And that's according to some senior FBI officials and current and former law enforcement officials. Here's the thing. If there's no wrongdoing alleged or no wrongdoing going to be exposed in this memo, I have to know then why was Andrew McCarthy removed right
McCabe.
After, excuse me, McCabe McCarthy,
yeah.
Dear Lord, McCabe, right after Christopher Wray saw it. He saw it on Sunday night and McCabe was gone.
Yeah.
So why was that? Now I have a question about that.
Well, it's supposedly due in part to the findings of the Inspector General, what was in the IG report about Andrew McCabe. And we've seen some reporting in the last 24 hours to suggest that McCabe held on to information about the Clinton investigation for a month, and they're trying to establish why. There were some texts between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page over the fact that the Wiener laptop had thousands of emails on it from Hillary Clinton. Andrew McCabe knew about it. We know that because Peter Strzok texted Lisa Page to say that he had talked with Andy about this very subject and that they had just found thousands of more emails from Hillary Clinton on Anthony Weiner's laptop. It wasn't until a month later that the FBI, James Comey, announces that they reopened that investigation in the waning days of the election. This, by the way, that particular story should be a reason that Democrats are concerned about the FBI. Because at one point, remember, they were. Until Trump started having concerns about the FBI, and then they flipped sides of this coin. But that is it was Hillary Clinton herself has blamed James Comey's reopening of that investigation for her loss in the election. It could have happened a month prior. It didn't. It happened much closer to the election. And now more questions about McCabe's role in all of this.
Yeah, there are so many questions here, and I haven't seen the memo, obviously. I don't know if it impedes national security, but I have to believe that the people who have seen it, who don't want to give all information to the FBI because they couldn't get information from the FBI, we've got to trust somebody on this. We just have to. I'm sure there'll be parts of it that are redacted, don't you think?
The memo?
Yeah,
no,
don't you think there'll be parts that'll be redacted? No?
I don't think so. No. I mean, this is a summary memo, and I think that they voted for the full release of this memo. I'll be very frustrated if there's actually redactions, but I don't think there will be. This is not a normal document request.
And not only that, but we've known now since the existence of this memo and released the memo and all that started coming out after the Republicans took a look at this memo and got to read it, right? In a skiff, they got to read this thing. There have been calls to release this. A lot of it has leaked out, not necessarily, you know, in the form of questions.
The
no
contours.
One's come out, right, and said, but so it seems to be around FISA and around the FBI. And around improper obtaining and improper spying on American citizens. Could there possibly be anything worse than that in there? Is that what they're upset about?
Well, they're going to give details that we supposedly haven't seen yet. They're going to color inside the lines for us on a bunch of allegations that we've known about for quite a while and maybe give us a few new ones that we didn't. What we do know also is that this FBI fight to prevent the release of the memo because they claim there are omissions of fact, Devin Nunes fighting back against this, saying last night, having stonewalled Congress's demands for information for nearly a year, it's no surprise to see the FBI and DOJ issue spurious objections to allowing the American people to see information related to surveillance abuse at these agencies. He also says that the the FBI is intimately familiar with material omissions, having failed to give Congress the things they needed many times. More on this in a moment, including Adam Schiff's last-minute Hail Mary last night to prevent this memo from being released. 844 on WMAL.
Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Hybridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, Monday, February 12th, to learn more. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
February is National Time Management Month, so there's no better time to start saving time on parking your car. So don't park. Spot Hero. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
It's 8:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, and Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore Washington Parkway, you're in the hot seat right now due to the crash in Laurel in the southbound side lane, southbound after 197. So if you're pushing in from, say, 198, experiencing the heavy brake lights up ahead, stop and go again to get past 197 and the crash. Northbound side, just so you know, you're not affected. So if you're coming out of Greenbelt and going in through Laurel and up toward the airport, you're okay. I'm not seeing any delay through there. Southbound 95 through Laurel, that's delay free. So that's a good option for you. Do see the volume though, south of 212, just emerge onto each loop of the Beltway. In the Beltsville area, on 201 Edmonston Road, have the crash near Sunnyside Avenue. So that's bogging down in each direction, a little narrow roadway there. Let's go Virginia, inner loop of the Beltway from Springfield to Annandale, now 66 toward the Legion Bridge, getting better through Dale City to Woodbridge now that the crash is finally cleared, northbound 95 at 123. And let's get in through town, just north of New York Avenue in the area of where, you know, where the Wendy Circle is, First Street, New York Avenue. We have a crash on First Street, north of New York Avenue and Florida Avenue, causing big delays to that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder day today, going 10 degrees above average, then much colder, 10 degrees below average by tomorrow. 54 rain showers this afternoon. Rain may actually end as a brief period of snow or mixed with snow early tonight. 29 degrees the overnight low, maybe a light accumulation, especially west and north. Tomorrow, windy and cold, temperatures hold, low to mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 40 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
All right, we're talking about the release the memo campaign that Republicans have been waging, and it looks like we could actually see that memo today. We're getting a lot of calls from you, though, as we talk about this, so I want to go to those. Leo is in Round Hill this morning. Good morning, Leo. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, guys. You know, it's pretty troubling whenever you have the top law enforcement agency in the United States use illicit information to obtain a FISA warrant to then go around and twist that information and then use it, try not to release any of this that everybody wants to see under the guise of being classified. If it was obtained illegally in the first place, then what makes it classified? And I know what right. You're going to say. I work in the business. Means and methods. Well, your means and methods are part of the problem because it's part of the FBI, and they don't want this out because it's going to make them look like a bunch of buffoons, and they're covering their butts.
Yeah.
This is going to go all the way up to Obama, I really believe.
Leo, I'm so struck. I mean, it's one thing, of course, for the public to have to want to see something, and of course we do. We want information. I'm, by the way, in favor of the Democratic memo being released. I'm in favor of literally everything being released. Like, get as much out there as you can. The government overclassifies too much to begin with. The public deserves to know how its surveillance works, and specifically where threats to civil liberties may exist. Those are all things that are desperately need to be made public. But It is so interesting to me that even members of Congress, the civilian leadership that we elect to oversee these very systems, have trouble getting clear answers. That's unacceptable. Donna is in Frederick and also weighing in on this morning. Donna, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just want to say, to me, it speaks volumes that they're not allowing this to come out under the guise of classified, as the previous caller said. And what's unnerving about it, it makes them look more guilty to me. And I'm not saying it applies to all FBI agents, but it certainly makes you look at the guys at the top.
Yeah, and Donna making the distinction that many critics have made here, which is this is about the leadership doing the right things and making sure that the leadership at our law enforcement agencies are on the up and up. It's not an attack on the rank and file to question whether law enforcement is being done effectively from the top. So meanwhile, I want to bring an update to you on what Adam Schiff is saying here.
You know, I was just going to say to Donna's point about it not being, you know, the rank and file being more at the top. If they hadn't obstructed Congress, if they hadn't played games and not wanted to release things to Congress that Congress asked for, I might be more doubtful about the memo.
Yeah, I mean, just be transparent with the leadership.
Yes, if they
it's pretty simple. Congress has
games.
This oversight capability, and they need to be honored when they ask for things. Adam Schiff says that there were changes to the memo made. He said he discovered late last night, and that therefore it's not the memo that was approved by the committee. The White House is reviewing a document that committee did not approve for release, throwing a big change into this conversation. That said, Byron York chased down a House Intel source late last night as well following that Schiff statement and found out the following about these supposed changes. One, it involved an unknown number of grammatical and clarifying fixes. Okay. Two, one change was requested by the FBI due to sources and methods concerns. We just heard about that. Three, one two-word change was requested by the Democrats on that committee for accuracy. So the Republicans did it. That's the memo we might see today. 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You ever try to lose weight but just can't seem to shed the pounds? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. My good friend and physician nutrition specialist, Dr. Melina Jampolis, has been trying to help her patients lose weight for almost 20 years. The top three ways people sabotage their effort, she says, they forget or don't pay attention to all the snacks they eat in between meals, and those add up. So keep a food journal or track your food intake with an app, she says. Also, watch out for the weekends. These days of more relaxed eating and, in many cases, drinking can easily erase your days of a more focused effort, she says. So limit yourself to one indulgence every now and then, but try to avoid a whole cheat meal or, even worse, a whole cheat day. And even with healthy foods, you can have too much of a good thing. That's why the number one secret to weight loss success is portion control. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
The Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award, presented by Nationwide, recognizes NFL players who have made a significant impact both on the game and in their communities, and is considered the league's most prestigious honor. Be sure to watch as this year's winner is announced during NFL Honors on February 3rd, the night before Super Bowl 52, at 9 p.m. Eastern on NBC.
You'll never see an air conditioner kiosk at the mall.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
No one's going to go door-to-door to sell you a furnace or an air conditioner. But this time of the year, I really want to get the word out about the terrific deals you can get on a Lennox system. I'm offering qualified homeowners a brand new Lennox home comfort system, heating and air conditioning, for as low as $82 per month. No money down, no annoying points or fees, and I'll even sweeten this terrific deal. Get a 10-year parts and labor warranty at no extra charge. Yeah, I know, a new heating and cooling system is a big investment. That's why I've got my stand-up guys raring to go. And no high-pressure sales judo. I wouldn't want you to miss out on those low monthly payments and 10-year parts and labor warranty. I want Snell to be the company that's famous for getting families the information they need to make the right choice for you.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Since your current payroll provider is overcharging you, let's go price shopping, shall we? At PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see the exact price for payroll for companies with 1 to 100 employees. For example, one employee is $10 a month, and payroll for 100 employees is under $232 a month. At PatriotSoftware.com, we don't play pricing games. No need to enter your email address or call for a quote. No need to speak with a sales rep. Just fabulous service with a customer rating of 4.9 out of 5 stars. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
It's 8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Enjoy your day, Jamie.
Thank you, Mary. Appreciate that. And do the same. Right now, one of our tough spots trying to get through this rush hour is in the area of New York Avenue, Florida Avenue, First Street. That's where we have the crash. It's actually on Florida Avenue at First Street, right near the Wendy's Circle, which puts it north of New York Avenue. But in that entire stretch, I'm seeing Florida Avenue, New York Avenue, Eckington Place, everyone in big delays just trying to get through there. I know it's a bit frustrating, but crews are doing the best they can to try to reopen some of this roadway here. Florida Avenue really taking the hit. Now, let's get you onto the freeway. Southeast-Southwest freeway crash had been westbound at the 3rd Street Tunnel, if you heard me talk about. That's been cleared for a while, so easing the closer you get through those points coming off of the 11th Street Bridge. But again, since it was there, we have that unusual residual delay. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway still bogs down to get up onto 295 and the Douglas Bridge. That's where we had some bailout traffic over to the Douglas Bridge as a result of that earlier crash on the freeway. Now, let's go on to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That's where we're still struggling with the accident. Laurel southbound, south of 197, puts us in delays before you even get to 198, so be prepared there. Updates sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air poised to come in after a milder day today. Today we'll get up into the mid-50s. Already milder on the southwest breeze this morning. By the afternoon, some showers coming in. Now, those showers may actually mix with or end as a period of snow tonight, but little accumulation expected. And a colder 29. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 41 degrees at 8:57 on WMAL.
Here's an idea for a vacation that's special this year. It's Chris Plant inviting you to join me on a luxurious 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome, August 4th on the luxurious all-suite and all-inclusive Regent Seven Seas Voyager. We'll be visiting the Croatian cities of Split and incredible Dubrovnik, Durres in Albania, the Greek island of Corfu, Sicily, and then on to Sorrento, Italy. It's a great value because included in our special all-inclusive WMAL pricing is free beverages throughout the ship. Select wine, beer, premium spirits, and soft drinks. Free shore excursions, free Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities. Plus, we'll have some get-togethers, too. Join me on this trip of a lifetime. Call the travel store at 800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540 or log on to WMAL.com/cruise.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more.
Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can have voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 3/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Connection pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
All right, well, tomorrow on Mornings on the Mall, the president is going to be speaking with the Republicans at that retreat today. They're mapping out their strategy for 2018. It's going to be very top secret.
Yeah, I mean, not hard to see why they'd want to tie themselves up with the president.
Tie themselves up?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The possibility of another government shutdown looms next week. So does the issue that prompted the last shutdown, immigration.
President Trump, the tweeter, is back. He's looking to push some buttons on his proposal to let Dreamers stay in the U.S. with a pathway to citizenship in return for border wall money and significant cuts in the numbers of immigrants allowed into the country legally. Quote, March 5th is rapidly approaching, and the Democrats are doing nothing about DACA. They resist, blame, complain, and obstruct, and do nothing. Start pushing Nancy Pelosi and the Dems to work out a DACA fix now, end quote. March 5th is the date the president has set for the Dreamers program to end as an executive action. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The latest twist in the story of that four-page memo from the House Intelligence Committee, California Congressman Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the committee, is accusing Chairman Devin Nunes of altering the memo before sending it to the White House for review.
Schiff writing in a letter to Nunes that the changes were materially different than the version the committee approved, demanding that Nunes immediately withdraw the document. A Nunes spokesman acknowledging the changes but calling them minor edits and dismissing Schiff's accusation as a strange attempt to thwart the publication of the memo.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. The Virginia House is expected today to pass a bill that would allow doctors to prescribe a form of medical marijuana. Both Republican and Democratic sponsors say they believe it will become law. This is not the first time such a proposal has been introduced in Richmond, but all such bills in the past have failed. Maryland Democrats will be unveiling gun safety measures today. House and Senate Democrats have scheduled a midday news conference to talk about the package. One measure would ban bump stocks, the devices that enable rapid-fire shooting, similar to fully automatic weapons. Virginia lawmakers have already voted down a similar ban. Meanwhile, there's one Maryland delegate who thinks that arming some school employees would help keep kids safe.
Delegate Rick Impelaria.
People are less likely to attack a building where they know people are armed.
So he's filed legislation that would allow school systems to authorize employees with firearms experience to carry guns in schools. But the president of Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence, Jen Polyukonis, says shooters often choose schools
because they have some sort of association with the place. I don't think that they're choosing these places because someone would not be armed.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The cost of building a new school has skyrocketed in the last few decades, and now the Maryland State Senate, one Maryland State Senator, wants to reward places that tighten their belts a bit.
Everyone's always looking for more money to build new schools.
It's kind of obvious to like every parent, every kid, that we have overcrowded schools and we have rundown schools.
Now Maryland State Senator Jim Rosapep has a new plan to get jurisdictions more money.
It's done by providing incentive for local school systems to be more efficient in how they build buildings. buildings.
Schools are getting bigger. He says the square footage per student has doubled in the last 40 years.
There's no evidence that doubling the size of the schools has improved the school experience.
As Bill says, the state will pitch in more money if new school costs are 30% below the average. Public-private partnerships are also mentioned in the bill. He wants private companies to both build and maintain schools. In Annapolis, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Virginia House subcommittee has rejected a series of bills aimed at facilitating the removal or relocation of Confederate statues across the Commonwealth. That vote means that the state won't be getting rid of its Confederate memorials anytime soon, because another panel has already voted down a similar bill in the Virginia Senate. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,149. The NASDAQ at 74,11. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join me this summer for the trip of a lifetime on an incredible seven-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome on board the ultra-luxurious Regent Seven Seas Voyager. Details at WMAL.com/cruise.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. By now, you've probably heard our commercial for our winter roofing sale. It's our slowest time of the year, and we've got to keep our installers busy. What does that mean for you? You get a fantastic deal on roofing. 50% off all roofing materials, and no interest, no payments until 2019. Robin from Alexandria said, "I knew I needed a new roof, but I kept putting it off. At this price, with 0% interest, it was a deal I couldn't pass up." We've installed over 30,000 roofs for homeowners in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Our winter roofing sale ends February 28th. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
905 at